If someone you knew were doing something incorrectly, any task, and it's somebody you could correct without making them mad, you'd say to them, don't do it this way, don't do it that way, do it
this way. I tried that in the Army, and boy, I told Sergeant, I think it'd be better, he should do it this way. I think it would be better this way. He said, you don't think we do, you're thinking for you, Neil. I said, yes, sir, that hurt.
People don't think it too well, do
they? No, they don't. They sure don't. And the service, because he was a superior officer, well, even though he was a non-commissioned officer, he was superior.
Yeah.
And they didn't like that.
When somebody speaks to you and you don't hear what he says, what do you say to make him repeat it?
Oh, I said, would you repeat that again?
If you just...
Well, I didn't hear that. Would you repeat it?
Okay. If a man, there's a saying that goes around, well, there's not a saying so much, it's one I made up, and it's life is easy on a rich man, but life is hard on a
poor man.
Mm-hmm. Or on a man that's, if a man has plenty of money, he doesn't have anything to worry about. The life is hard on a man
who doesn't have money.
If you have a lot of peach trees, you have what?
An orchard, peach orchard.
Okay. If you ask somebody who's standing outside an orchard, say, and you ask him if it's his orchard, he says, no, I'm just a neighbor. But boy, and someone else sees it, he'll say, he's the man.
The peach orchard belongs to.
When I was a boy, my father was poor. But next door was a boy whose father
was rich.
What's the part you find inside of a cherry that you don't eat?
Oh, the seed.
Okay, what about the part inside of a peach? What do you call that?
That's a peach seed.
Now, what kind of peach is it where the flesh is tied against this seed that it doesn't come off very easily?
That's a clean peach.
Mm-hmm.
Clean.
What's the kind where you can just break the half?
Clear seed, I think they call it.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the part of an apple that you throw away after you finish eating around?
Oh, that's apple core.
Okay. When you cut up apples or peaches and dry them, what are you making?
Dried apples or dried peaches.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever call them snits?
No, but they make delicious pies. Boy, I love them. We used to call them half moon pies. My dad did.
What kind of...
Because the universe is shaped like a moon. That's where he got the name.
No.
Half moon pies, huh?
What, would you fold them over?
No, they actually made just like the moon, except they just cut them right in half.
Uh-huh. Huh.
And that's where it's got his name, because it's round this way, see? And it's square across that way. And they call him, he called him half moon pie.
Sounds like the stuff you get down at the varsity hours.
Mm-hmm. They call them fried pies up here now.
But the way they make the half moon shape is folding over the crust.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then take the fork and mash it down around the edge. Oh, yeah.
Those are good.
I love them. I bet
they have good apple pies down there. I don't know.
Now, you know that's a common mistake we make.
What's
I love it. You love someone, but you like food because you taste it.
Yeah, I guess you
I
do.
Make that mistake, and I hear it every day. Well, people that know better.
Yeah.
But they seem to think they're making it more emphatic.
Yeah, well, you know, there are a lot of words.
Oh, I love it. And instead of saying I like it, really, they like it. They don't really love it. They like the taste of it.
You might have noticed people tend to go overboard in praise of most anything. Though.
Yeah, yeah.
They use the superlative, but
mm-hmm.
really.
Yeah.
I don't mean it quite that strongly.
Mm-hmm.